8 and how he came to be called Maniac. The town was buzzing. The schools were buzzing. Hallways, lunchrooms, streets, playgrounds, West End, East End, buzzing about the new kid in town, the stranger kid, scraggly, carrying a book, flap-soled sneakers, the kid who intercepted Brian Dennehy's pass to hands down and punted it back longer than Dennehy himself ever threw it, the kid who rescued Arnold Jones from Finsterwall's backyard, the kid who tattooed giant John McNabb's fastball for a half dozen home runs, then circled the sacks on a bunted frog. Nobody knows who said it first, but somebody must have. Kid's got to be a maniac. And somebody else must have said, yeah, regular maniac. And somebody else, yeah. And that was it. Nobody except Amanda Beale had any other name for him. So pretty soon when they wanted to talk about the new kid, that's what they called him. Maniac. The legend had a name. But not an address. At least not an official one with numbers. What he did have was the deer shed at the Elmwood Park Zoo, which is where he slept his first few nights in town. What the deer ate, especially the carrots, apples, and day-old hamburger buns, he ate. He started reading Amanda Beale's book his second day in town and finished it that afternoon. Ordinarily, he would have returned it immediately, but he was so fascinated by the story of the Children's Crusade that he kept it and read it the next day and the next. When he wasn't reading, he was wandering. When most people wander, they walk. Maniac McGee ran. Around town, around the nearby townships, always carrying the book, keeping it in perfect condition. This is what he was doing when his life, as it often seemed to do, took an unexpected turn.